Hey everyone, I decided to answer Jedi's nerdiest questionnaire ever, even though I just did a survey the other day, or questionnaire, but you know what? I'm gonna answer this one too. Alright, number one. What episode of the Star Wars trilogy, or prequel, is your favorite and why? Okay, I'm only going to address the Holy Trilogy. We will not discuss those prequels. And of course, the best of the Holy Trilogy is The Empire Strikes Back, no question. So that one is my favorite. Number two, who is your favorite character in Star Wars? How can one possibly choose a favorite character? I mean, first and foremost, there's Yoda, who is Yoda, so there. Han Solo has a particular appeal, of course. And, geez, Darth Vader's pretty badass. But you have to love Luke Skywalker. I mean, I think you have to. You know, he goes from, like, nerdy, annoying little farm boy, like, I have to go to Tachi Station and pick up some power converters. To super, like, kick-ass Jedi in the end. Totally relatable character. We get to watch him on his hero's journey and everything. So I'm going to have to say, like, overall Luke Skywalker. But there are so many, that it's hard to choose a favorite. Number three, who is your favorite superhero? Aquaman. Okay. Yeah, I don't know if I have a favorite. For reasons. And stuff, I'll say Batman. I do like the idea of somebody who's just like a normal person who has cool stuff and can do superhero things. I like that. You know, unlike, you know, the Hulk was in that accident or whatever, and Spider-Man got bit by the radioactive spider. Superman's from another planet. You know, I like the normal guy who's still just a normal guy, but who has, like, cool tools and things like that. So, he's my favorite superhero, I guess. Number four, what is your favorite comic book series? To answer this one, I will say The Walking Dead. And the reason I say this is not because I've read them, because I have not, but because they were turned into a fantastic TV series that I enjoy watching, and that I cannot wait for the new episodes to come on, and they've been teasing us online and stuff, so those need to come on quickly. Number five, what is your favorite alcoholic beverage? Well, due to some health issues, I can't drink anymore, but when I did, my go-to drink, and oh my god, this is so embarrassing, I mean, it's literally so embarrassing, like, I can't even. My go-to drink was Sex on the Beach. And, like, why couldn't it have just been called, like, sitting on the beach reading a book or something? But no, it had to have this, like, cliche, like, stereotypically, you know, cheesy, sexy Sex on the Beach. But it's a delicious drink, and so that's why I would order it. But I would be embarrassed, like, every single time. And I know, it seems kind of ironic that I would be embarrassed to say sex on the beach, because one of my hobbies is talking dirty on the internet, but it's still, I think I was more embarrassed because it's cheesy than because it's the word sex. Number six, what is your favorite video game console? I was going to say I don't have one, but I will say the Wii, and I like the Wii because I can play Netflix on it and watch movies and TV shows through Netflix on the Wii. So that's why Wii is my favorite. What was your first video game console? Thanks for asking this question. This is going to show how old I am. My family did have an Atari, you know, the very first Atari. I do recall playing some Pong on there. You know, boop boop. So, yeah, I'm really old. Thanks for that. What is your longest gaming session? Well, I don't really game, so I don't know. If I did, I would probably do it for hours and hours and hours at a time. I can play the heck out of some Candy Crush for a while. But yeah, I'm sorry. I don't game. Number nine. What is your caffeinated beverage of choice? Well, the obvious answer to this, and an answer to a previous question, is Pepsi. Now, there's two things about this. To answer the question about my favorite alcoholic beverage, while Sex on the Beach was my go-to drink to order, my go-to drink when I wanted to just quickly become intoxicated was just Pepsi and cherry vodka, because you can barely taste the vodka, so you could put a lot in there. Just some nice cold Pepsi, cherry vodka, get drunk off my ass very quickly, and taste good. Bam. And secondly, I just want to point out that even though I like Pepsi and prefer it, that does not mean I don't like Coke. When people see me drinking a Coke, they're like, "Oh my God, you're drinking a Coke." Like it's some big deal. It's not. It's all just, caramel colored caffeinated beverages. They're not really that different. And so, I'm not the kind of person that goes into a restaurant and I'm like, "Oh, I'll have a Pepsi." And they're like, "Is Coke okay?" I don't like flip my shit about it. Like, no, Coke's not okay. It Coke's fine. It's not my first choice, but if all there is Coke, then I'm gonna drink Coke. I'll drink Sprite too. I'll drink, orange flavored pop. And that's right, I said pop because I'm from the East Coast originally. So there. Yeah, I just went off about caffeinated beverages for a long time. Number 10, which fictional character would you want to have sex with? I would say that I would really want to do Lestat from Interview with the Vampire and the Vampire Lestat and Queen of the Damned and all of those other books. Yeah, so we're gonna go with Lestat. And not the Tom Cruise Lestat, because that's gross. But like Lestat from the book, the 6 foot tall, blonde, blue eyed Lestat. So, yeah, because he's a vampire and he kicks ass and he's sexy as fuck. And yeah, like who wouldn't want to have sex with a vampire? Just because, you don't think like vampires and sex, really. I mean, you do, but you don't. But whatever. Just shut up. I would just do Lestat. So that's my answer to that one. Have I ever played Dungeons and Dragons? No, I haven't. But I did watch the cartoon when I was little. And for those of you who don't know, there was a Dungeons and Dragons cartoon. And it was super cute. And there was a little unicorn. And I liked it. So I watched that when I was younger. What was my first video game? As I mentioned before, Pong, boop boop, was probably the first one. I've just never really been into video games. For the most part, I suck at them, so that's why I don't play them. I don't like to do things that I'm not good at. I mean, I'm pretty decent at Tetris, if that counts. Although I do play Candy Crush and I'm pretty terrible at that. Well, I don't do that anymore because Candy Crush is so like 2 years ago, but yeah. The next question is, who is your doctor? Oh, showing my non-nerdiness again. I've never watched Doctor Who, so I don't have one. I think that question would be better asked as, who's your daddy? Just because I like that one. Star Wars or Star Trek? Well, Star Wars, obviously. I mean, obviously. But just kind of like the Pepsi Coke thing, Star Wars, Star Trek, there's, I would choose Star Wars, but if all they have is Star Trek, then Star Trek is fine. I watched original Trek, when I was younger. Not when it was first on TV. I'm not that old. But, they used to show reruns of it. So when I was younger, I watched original Trek. And there's so much literature in that, like for reals. It's so cool. And then when I was, pre-teenager, I watched Next Generation, so It's not that I don't like Star Trek. I just like Star Wars more. So there's that. And have I ever been to SDCC? Okay, I don't know what that is. I'm assuming that it's San Diego Comic-Con, maybe, but I've never been. If someone wants to take me, I'll go with you. Somebody wants to introduce me to all that, I would happily go along, but I have never been. All right. So there are my non-nerdy answers to the nerdiest questionnaire ever. Probably pretty boring, and I apologize, but I wanted to answer them anyway. So, Jedi, thank you for the questions. I really appreciate it. And thank you. Bye.